Heimatland so weit, so weit. Dort bei den Sternen über Waldesrand liegt die neue Zeit. Jeder brave Musketier sehnt heimlich sich nach dir. Ja, weit ist der Weg zurück ins Heimatland, so weit, so weit. Die Wolken ziehen dahin, daher, sie ziehen wohl übers Meer. Der Mensch lebt nur einmal und dann nicht mehr. Die Wolken ziehen dahin, daher, sie ziehen wohl übers Meer. Der Mensch lebt nur einmal und dann nicht mehr. Weit ist der Weg zurück ins Heimatland, so weit, dort bei den Sternen über Waldesrand.
We'll be with you in just a moment with the Cure of the Catastrophe as soon as everything comes
online.
Out of some wires.
I hope I didn't say that live on air. It's a very depressing song.
I don't know what you said. So
you're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. As always, a rough start. No, it's not as always. I shouldn't say that. But guys, get ready. This is the not a holiday show. Not a holiday show.
I haven't prepared very much.
Huge surprise to our regular listeners.
Yeah.
I did mention Shocker. As much. Yeah, I did mention as much sort of on our sad little advertisement on Instagram.
It was just gazing out to sea.
Gazing out to sea.
Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, it was, because it was not, I couldn't do a, you know, I couldn't put like anything holiday-y. And I thought, you know, you're doing shoegaze, so why not just gaze right out to sea?
All right, well, I've got fuck all. I've got two new songs that I'm actually really excited about.
I feel like you should lie about that in the
intro.
And then
I've got a lot of Shane McGowan stuff, which I didn't really want to do a Shane McGowan death set, but I kind of forgot how important Shane McGowan was to me.
So if you want to go ahead and start your Shane McGowan, I did close out the opening set with Shane McGowan, Leaving of Liverpool.
Oh,
And so that is going to be a real nice dovetail for you.
Well, shall we get this motherfucker underway?
Yes, let's go ahead and disappoint our listeners, as we love to do this Sunday and every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being with me in Maldoror. This is The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Jingle the motherfucking wires!
Yeah, and it's not a holiday show, all right? So let's go. It's not...
It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of... The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Break a day. Look at here. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me. Back door Santa. That's what they call me. They call me back door Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me back door Santa. And I like them to call me.
If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. I'm Shay from the Bay, and together with Maldoror, we are The Cure to Catastrophe. We've decided on a freeform show today, so get ready for... 50% more slapdashery. That's right. We said, let's do an uncurated catastrophe and play what we like and wish everything well into the new year, but not not a holiday show. Not a holiday show. Well, so that first song, Backdoor Santa, kind of slid in, didn't it? It's a song written by Clarence Carter in 1968, Backdoor Santa. A little bit of subterfuge here. No, we're definitely, this is not a holiday show. We already agreed this is not a holiday show. Not that this next song echoes the sentiment of the season or what you feel while you're driving to these family events that you don't want to go to. It's Doom and Gloom by the Rolling Stones, opening it up today on The Cure to Catastrophe, only on RadioValencia.fm.
Suddenly Burgess. And they say that she's a floating hell. So very well, my true love. When I return, united they will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me. Cause my darling, when I think of thee, oh, I sailed with Burgess once before, and I think I know him well. If a man's a sailor, he will get along. If he's not, then he's sure as hell. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. Ah, the ship is in the harbor, love, and you know I can't remain. Though I know that it will be a long, long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be.
Even if this is the Not the Holiday episode here on The Cure to Catastrophe, still the seasons are changing as they have for Shane McGowan of the Pogues. Last we heard Leaving of Liverpool by the Pogues, and before that, if you guys needed an excuse for any holiday party, family or otherwise, go with what Otis Redding says, I'm sick, y'all. Before that, Doom and Gloom by the Rolling Stones, as always, the opening credits by Richard Cheese, and the song that never happened, because this is the Not the Holiday Show, we didn't hear Backdoor Santa by Clarence Carter. Thanks, guys, for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday for The Cure to Catastrophe, only on RadioValencia.fm. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. We continue to jiggle wires, and I definitely promised there would be some mic punching. I'm about to do that.
And I forgot to hook up the background music, so, well, there's that.
That's all right. That's all right. It is such a triumph, though. Whenever we do have the background music, it feels like such a triumph.
I can go find it, I think.
Dude, it's just so unusual that you've given up in the first hour. Usually it's somewhere...
Fucking memorial today, and I got here with what, like 4 minutes to spare.
Barely,
and,
yes.
Yeah, it was not our finest day. And then everything required a lot of wire jiggling because everything sucks.
We're still in the process of jiggling that.
Yeah. But hey, enjoy the Latin American Club, where you can get, for $17, you can get a margarita that will knock you on your ass.
And serve you for the rest of the day. Also, our favorite bartender, Joanna Leoce, who you may or may not know.
Is that how you say it? Leoce?
Leoce. Is it Leoce?
I don't fucking know.
That's why I'm
asking you how you pronounce it.
I don't know, because I'm even confused about, like, porchetta and porchetta with a CH, and I just...
Why would that ever come up?
Because sometimes the double C... is pronounced as a CH depending on the vowel that comes before it, and sometimes it's pronounced as a hard C.
Ooh.
So it's kind of hard to discern.
There's a baseball bat here that says Rampage on it. I'm going to smash some shit.
Well, there is some stuff that requires smashing here in the studio.
Yeah, the fucking parking meters out front. Fuck them.
Hey, welcome to the... this is not a holiday episode.
Okay. What are we doing then?
Well, I kind of just wanted to give you, like, a little bit of leeway because I knew you were coming in a little bit unprepared this week. And so if I consistently reiterate this is not a holiday show, then it gives you an ironic longitude to operate and maybe play some holiday music.
So the reason this is especially not our holiday show is because I think we're going to be out for probably the rest of the month.
Right.
This may be our last show of 2023.
Now, that said, there's a whole host of fantastic shows. It's not that. It's sad for us. But there's a whole host of really good shows that you and I have put together in the last couple of months. If you just feel like you need our company, we're there for you. Go to RadioValencia.fm, go to podcasts, find The Cure to Catastrophe, and just download us. Take us along with you. We're right there in your pocket.
And then set yourself on fire.
Yes. Or use the baseball bat. Whatever's your pleasure.
But, I think we're out next week because I have to go to an Elks basketball thing. And then we're out the next week because we're going to cut a hole in the desk, which has taken us 4 fucking years to
cut. It's getting done.
Okay, all right. Somebody's going to cut a hole in the desk. I'm just about to just, like, pound a hole in the desk with a fucking sledgehammer.
With the bat. Which is not actually the right tool.
It's just not that hard.
I would say
it is. Cut a fucking hole. And then after that it's Christmas Eve, and then it's New Year's Eve. And I don't think we could do a show on New Year's Eve, actually.
I mean, we could.
Well, I have to go then and then get put on my tuxedo.
But this just means, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, for the show?
Well, no. I mean, I guess I could put it on beforehand.
Oh, because you have an event?
Yes, because it's New Year's Eve at the Elks Lodge.
Oh. Well, should I put on my ball gown, and then we'll just dress for radio?
Yeah, that seems
totally normal.
Yeah,
it sounds very San Francisco.
Yeah, of course. New Year's Eve. Anyway.
No, you went from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve there.
Yes. So, our next 4 shows are all on difficult days.
Difficult days.
Yeah. Like, all of them are difficult fucking days. Anyway, I'm going to go find some background music.
No. What we're going to do... Well, okay, you can do the background music, but also, you want to talk about the Pogues. You want to talk about Shane McGowan.
Well, I didn't really. I was going to play some shoegaze.
Okay, well, just do that. I set you up with a nice segue.
I think this is Japanese shoegaze. It might be Chinese shoegaze. I don't know. Shane McGowan died this week, and I'm pretty bummed about it. I'm not that bummed by a lot... Well, I'm not that bummed by a lot of artists dying, but Shane McGowan is like somebody that I literally played in my home every single time we had a party ever. We ended up at the Pogues.
Really? Truly?
Yeah. But anyway, here's some shoegaze, because that's not what I was going on this one. You're fucking up my flow. But.
Yeah, we're all fucking it up. That's why this is the Cure to Catastrophe. No, it's still the Cure to Catastrophe, and it's still the Cure to Catastrophe.
What the fuck?
It's not really an issue of jiggling wires. We have the best EP in the industry here. Also, the only EP we've ever had here on the Cure to Catastrophe.
You stop playing!
That's okay.
Alright.
I'm really curious if it's because it was sort of like a Japanese bootleg version. We're trying to rip some stuff that was unrippable.
I'm curious, too. What the fuck is going on with this?
Well, we had a hard time translating, right? There was... because even the song title came across in Japanese.
This whole fucking, like... what do you call it? Software isn't working.
Do you want to punch the mic, or should we just jiggle some wires?
Oh, I punched something earlier today, and it made it work.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot who it was, but it...
Was it a person?
It absolutely... Well, I wish that happened more often. I could just slap the shit out of people, and they would begin working.
I feel the same about you. We don't touch. It's fine. It's good.
Hey, we're right here in the heart of the Mission.
That's right. In the Arts Corridor. Right across the street from Al Carajo, with the most attractive and attentive burrito maker you will meet. He makes more than burritos. It's a fine menu.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
I bet he makes babies.
Oh, God.
Oh, island that is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the awesomes talk to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? It was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the Western Ocean to a land of opportunity. The some of them will never see.
Just tickets.
are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, only on RadioValencia.fm. This episode, now with 50% more slapdashery than ever. We're true as advertised.
Whole lot of slapdashery. That was my set. I should probably back announce whatever happened. I wonder if the website will actually let me know what I noted.
I wondered if your last song was from the Son of Rogues Gallery.
No, it's from If I Shall Fall from Grace of God.
Because the Son of Rogues Gallery, hold on, the subtitle or the additional information under the album name is Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs, and Chanties. And I thought you would really be into that. It's just a Shane McGowan kind of a solo album. But personally, I listened to a lot of the songs and I couldn't necessarily understand what he was singing. So I like him better with the Pogues.
I'm sorry, you're telling me there's a Shane McGowan solo album that I've never heard of?
Is that called incorrect? What? The Son of Rogues Gallery.
Yeah,
it's just it's pulled on it. It's a Pirate Ballad, Sea Songs, and Chanties.
Okay.
It was right on your whaling vessel.
That was Thousands of Sailing by the Pogues from If I Should Fall from Grace with God, which is not Rum Sodomy and the Lash, which is probably my favorite record by them, but a middle song on the set was Jam Cod. I don't know why it's called Jam Cod. J-A-M-C-O-D.
As in the fish?
The new track from Jesus and Mary Chain, which is fucking great. They're 40 years into their career, and whatever I like about Jesus and Mary Chain, they are doing that with a new track. And that is a preview of their new record, which will come out in a few months. And I'm very excited there's a new Jesus and Mary Chain album.
Have they released any other tracks from that album?
That was the lead track. It just came out this week. And we also heard We'll Be a Light by Pills for Tomorrow, which I believe are a Japanese shoegaze band or some shit. I don't know.
That would make sense why we couldn't translate or get the information for this song. Yeah. It all makes sense here on The Cure to Catastrophe. It's curated, but it is a catastrophe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Catastrophe. Yeah. We're never going to get that job on KXP.
Hey, listen, I don't know that we want to say anything like that on the air, but I did think it would be fun. Look,
It would be fun to apply.
It would be fun to apply. Why not?
Is that not the point?
Well, what would we have? I mean...
Well, there's just George Floyd episode, which was fucking bomb.
That's a couple of years ago. That's a couple few years ago.
Yeah, but that was... We're going to get the Pulitzer for this.
The reason I don't think that's indicative of what we could or should do is only because I know how much of an emotional toll it took out of both of us to put those things together.
Oh, yeah.
We were so involved in it, or at least emotionally enmeshed. Yeah. That after that... I feel that you and I both decided as co-creators we needed to step away from ever making that kind of show again. So I don't think we should use those as representative.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not going to do that every month or every week.
And we could for the state of things. I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, it's not that we're not sensitive people. It's that we want to keep you guys company and have a little bit of a lighter show. You know, which is why we decided to do the Not a Holiday episode.
Right. This is not a holiday episode.
Although
Shane McGowan dying. He was born, incidentally, on Christmas Day.
Was he really?
Yes.
Oh.
That is his birthday.
And it is about the changing of the seasons, I feel like, every time we talk about death, right? I mean, that's the metaphorical, poetic way of speaking about it.
Did we talk about the cover of Rum Sodomy and the Lash?
No, but could you enunciate that a little better and say it again?
Rum Sodomy. Well, no, I'll do that when we come back, and I'll play more from that. You've got another set, which I'm sure will be just awesome.
Did you preview any of it? You know what? Actually,
no,
my second...
No, I didn't.
It's my... The third set, I think, is going to be intensely disappointing for you. But this next one, I'm kind of... I feel
confident.
I don't like
the first two.
You know what? No, the first one was good, dude. Complaining about the Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones suck.
Yeah, but you actually like that song, and you said, if I didn't know it was Rolling Stones, that
would have been fine. Because it was just a random blues song.
It is. That's right. And here's the crazier thing, is that it came out in 2012. That came out...
11 years ago.
Well, I just want to say it wasn't like in the 1900s, which now the kids are saying, like, I saw this meme where this kid asked their professor, hey, can I include sources from the 1900s? And the source was from, like, 1994, Maldoror.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, not to date us, but that's all right.
Well, we're not dating, though.
So, that one came out in 2012, and it was only released on BBC Radio 2 on, you know, in October 2012. They included it in an anniversary compilation. Anyway, you would have liked it had you not known that it was the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. They're pretty hackneyed now, though.
I mean, isn't everybody kind of tired at 80?
Anybody can get the hackneyed joke? Apparently not.
Oh, gosh.
Fuck.
It's tough when
new record's called Hackney Diamonds. Fuck. Having to explain shit makes it not funny.
The only reason it's not is you just explained it, but... So you officially made it not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. I'm going to go crawl into the gutter.
Hey, we're going to listen to some Don Drummond right here.
Who?
Super interesting. The Jamaican ska trombonist.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
he was in the Scatolites.
Yes, he was in the Scatolites. And then also, in 2013, the National Dance Theater Company of Jamaica, like, created this whole dance story about his life because, like, he murdered his lover. He had this young, hot lover.
Well, you know.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I mean, he got convicted of it. Anyway, so in 2013, you know, Jamaican Dance Ballet Company did this big thing that was released in conjunction with his biography, which was called The Genius and Tragedy of the World's Greatest Trombonist, which is like, were there that many great trombonists? I think it's more like...
It's sad trombone.
Oh, I have sad trumpet for you later on in the show, but that's not until our third set. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so Don Drummond, at least I'll keep you happy for the next 3 to 4 minutes.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. This is...
I'm trying to get a taco.
Are you going
to
be okay?
No.
Is everyone okay out there?
No one's going to be okay. We're all going to die.
Listen, Men's Mental Health Month just ended, but we should say Men's Mental Health Month is every month. Okay?
Right.
I'm just checking in.